Hello there, and welcome to Healing Mirror Holders. Today's the longest day of the year, actually. It's Father's Day. Today is June 21st, 2015. And we're so happy to see more and more people showing up. I know that Running Girls Group have 17 people there, which is, you know, it's incredible. Thank you so much for being with us, Running Elk, and the rest of you as well. I mean, it's such an honor to be and to kind of connect like that with everyone here. I see Running Elk as well, as I said. Roger, Janie, Sue, and our friend Jonathan from, I think he's from Australia, if I'm not mistaken. And 8 people are with Jonathan. That's lovely. That's really good. So welcome everyone. If you haven't got the chance to visit us on our website, you know, you should probably consider doing that. www.sotem.org. You can check that out and help us with everything that we do. A lot of environmental energy that is going on nowadays is part of what we do as a family here. We also, you know, you can also share those shows on your Facebook or Twitter or any kind of social media. You just press the share button. It's not that complicated. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, and if anyone would like to call us during the show, let us know before, and we'll be honored and happy to bring you up here and speak up. Anyway, today's show is about spirit guides, balance, support, guidance, and a mirror, a reflection, which is why we thought it would be the best thing to do for Healing Mirror Holders radio show, since it is a reflection. Spirit guides are reflection. And the other day I was reading an article, a blog by her name was Althea Luna, Loner Wolf. She wrote an amazing blog, really, really great blog. And if anyone would like to read it later, I can surely posted, but one of the things that she wrote there, and I and we posted it as part of the show description, was to many people, spirit guides are entities that we choose or are helpers that are assigned to us before birth. To others, spirit guides represent parts of our unconscious minds that symbolically help us to find a wholeness. Still, to other people, spirit guides are a part of our higher selves that manifest themselves to us in various shapes and forms. So I think it was, I was reading that's how I was inspired to bring that and to write the show. And I think it's something that we always mentioned, we always talk about the ancestors or the animal guides or the great spirit, but it's really nice to see the variety of spirit guides all over in different cultures and see how we see them, how we feel them, what is our relationship with those spirit guides, and of course see the differences and the similarities between the spirit guides as well. So because there are a lot of types, for sure. So I'm looking forward to hear more from you guys today, and I'll pass the talking stick to Jim. How are you, Jim?
Good. Sitting here on the banks of the river. It's still rushing along. It's quite hot here today. It's 95 or 96, which is pretty warm for Colorado this time of year, but I'm seeing, as I look at, a nice breeze blowing now. Sue and I are going to take the dogs later and head off the river and maybe connect with our own spirit guide somewhere. We'll see. Yeah, it's good to see all you folks showing up for this show today. It is Father's Day, and my father is gone. He left a number of years ago to go back to his spirit realm. But I woke up this morning and wished him a good Father's Day, and I connected with him strongly. Because, of course, none of this is about only the physical or only the spiritual, nor anything else. Spirit guides help us bridge between both realms. And we'll talk about that some today, I'm sure. pardon me, too. My sinuses are dripping a lot, so if I cough, forgive me. If I turn off, Sharon will pick up the mic. I see Grandfather Ellis. I'm just copying over his. He's part of the Running Elk group. Welcome, Grandfather. I'm not sure if you've been with us or not, but I'm glad to see you. I am being seen. The spirit of the seven generations to come are with us. I believe he's saying that he's seeing that the spirit of the seven generations who will come after us are also here for the show today. That's a beautiful sentiment. Thank you, Grandfather. We need to remember, because again, especially in the spirit realm, there is no time. And we've talked in past shows, and I've taught for a number of years, there is no past, present, and future. There is only being. Sometimes we're in physical being, sometimes we're in energy state, the spiritual realm. And so in the spiritual realm, past, present, and future really have no meaning at all. So if the old ancestors are here to be with us and guide us and help us as guides, so too can the ones not yet born, because that energy still exists in the universe. So, Grandfather, thank you. That is a beautiful piece to start with for me. You've got me thinking already. I like this show. I liked it when Sharon came up with the idea. And I like it even more as we're getting started here. So, animal guides, guardian angels, ancestors, plants, gods and goddesses, and all the different spirit guides. These are some of the ones that Sharon listed as she wrote this up. And that's right, they're really only different variations of the thing, remembering that everything is energy, whether it's an animal guide or a spirit guide or any other. Assist us in the journey or assist us in what we're doing for the circle. They're all good. Different people connect with different guides. Sometimes I saw somebody post it because I've been playing with this too, and a couple people have been writing me about it. Our guides do shift and change. Sometimes it's based on what we're doing at the moment or what role we're playing. This might have been Sandra who mentioned this. I'm not sure. And if I'm wrong, sorry, Sandra, I gave you credit anyway. I think it's important to stay awake and aware of our guides. They can help us in so many different ways. They can help us when we're not seeing things. They can help us when we're turning our backs on things. They can help in ways we don't even fully understand. There's a great resource there. And, of course, a lot of people don't accept that there's guides. I don't know. I shouldn't. Maybe that's a bad designation. I just said a lot of people think there's no such thing. There are people who think there is no such thing. How many? I don't know. There are a lot of people who never even consider it because they've never stepped up on the spiritual road. And sadly, I've seen some people walk away from their guides and try to distance themselves from their guides. Again, none of it right or wrong, bad or good. It's just now's a really good time to connect with those guides, I think. So, let's see. Oh, I see. Brock just dropped in. Yeah, there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of people on the message board. Things are starting to pop up. I'm going to turn it over to Sharon a bit at this point after saying hello and glad you're all here. And see if there's things I need to copy.
Thank you. I think that for me at least, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one, that when it comes to our spirit guides, the spirit guides are you know, they're part of the essence of being spiritual, part of its existence, kind of like a particle God that it's really there. Like the cell is part of our system, the heart, the liver, it's in us. It helps us. Even if we are in a lot of pain, it helps us. Even if we, you know, sometimes to make the right choice also means that someone will get hurt. That's part of spiritual work, not to intentionally hurt anyone. That's not what I'm trying to say, but really bring harmony and synergy and balance afterwards for the longer term. So yeah, and I see that Susan is here. I thought we would do more caregiving. Susan, okay, so we might do, I think we will do another caregiving show, but not at the moment, but sometime in the next few weeks from now, because a lot of people ask that, and that's good. But we wanted to really give everyone kind of like a space to digest everything that happened in last show and kind of like to give them that air. I see from Rhonda, I feel like because everything is energy anyway, the spirit guides are all the same, energy, but they appear in different forms as needed. In your opinion, is this an accurate statement? I don't think that there is right or wrong, Rhonda. I think that there, that people, just like when people are different, they see different, and their spirit guides are different. But I think I will agree with you. I think it's all about energy anyway, and energy takes different forms and colors and shapes. It sometimes can look like a god or a goddess. It can look like an ancestor or an animal guide. Sometimes it can look like an angel or even a tree or a plant. Some people worship and pray for the sun, and you know it gets different from one person to another, but on a general idea, I think I will agree with you. I see from Brock, he said, I honor and call in my guides like a parliament of owls. I drum in my console to the circle. All have wisdom to share with me. And yeah, exactly, Brock. I mean, Brock, for example, he's very connected to owls, for those who didn't know that. I noticed. Just saying, but Brock is very connected to the owls. For me, it's really shifts all the time, because I am very connected to the red road as much as I'm connected to the yellow road, which is also very, very strong for me. So for me, when I'm putting the eagle to stay. And keep me keep me safe from a distance, from a specific distance. I'm not letting it go or something, but I bring some yellow medicine into my life and use it as a spirit guide, just like the god of thunder, the Japanese and the Chinese god of thunder, which is Rajin. Or the god of wind, Fujin, or sometimes maybe Zeus, I don't know. But even it's really interesting that even in mythology, in the Greek mythology, for example, people still believe in that, which is not about good or bad, but it's really interesting that that all of those elements, all of those spirit guides get the natural elements, like Zeus is the god of thunder, and Poseidon is the god of the seas. We see a lot of natural elements that that are combined with the spirit guides and create something very extraordinary. Jim, back to you.
Yeah, I was going to see it a little bit differently. So, funny, because as Rhonda put that up and Sharon was talking, Running Up was putting up something a little different, and that's kind of what I hold to. And in his words, let me use his, all things come from the same energy, but use it and have parts of it being stronger depending on the form they take. So a wolf guide is different than a female ancestor. What they wish to offer us is different. That's the way I was always taught how it works, and that's certainly what I've seen through experience. Yes, there is. I totally agree with Rhonda. There's only one energy. We've talked about this before in shows, and I've talked in groups about this before. There is energy in the universe. All of the universe and everything in it is made up of energy. We share the same energy. What we do with it, that shifts, especially when we are in the physical realm, but also in the spirit realm. And so, yes, here, for example, on the planet, we have wolves and coyotes and humans and eagles and turtles and so on. Each is made up of the same universal energy. However, each is very different. Each has a different role, a different meaning, a different reason that they're here. And so, yeah, I agree with you, Running Elk. So I would take what Rhonda said and modify it to say, yes, we're the same energy, but how we use it is different. And maybe that's what she says, because she says they appear in different forms as needed. When they do, they are manifesting a different part of that energy. And I like Running Elk's way of doing it as well. A wolf guide is very different than a female ancestor. Yeah, absolutely. And why they're there and what the meaning is can also change dramatically. So that's good stuff. I'm trying to visualize this Parliament of Owls that Brock brings up. Having some fun with that. Thank you, Brock. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, I like it. I like what Running Elk said, and I think it's very connected to what Rhonda said here. It's kind of like, you know, you're totally right. I think you're totally right anyway, Running Elk. I think that and when it comes to, the differences between the spirit guides, it's not who's stronger or who's better for us or for someone else. That's not even debatable, but really, when a wolf brings us something, it is different than an ancestor bring. It's kind of like different teachings, different points of view, but still all look through a pure eyes and allow us to be. To see things in a bigger picture and to be able to make the decisions that are all about the heart, all about our spirit, all about not trying to make someone else to make a decision. Decisions that have no ego or anger or something like that. I see a lot of people on Facebook, they kind of like, they approach their, you know, their spirit guides, whichever they are, only if they need, you know, if they're in trouble or someone they care about is sick or something like that. But for me, I mean, I'm not trying to judge or something, but for me, it's my life. It's what I do every day. I feel connected all the time. I feel like I am guided all the time, and not just when I need, but when I need something, I will change my energy. I will change my presence and connect differently or something like that. I mean, it's really hard to explain because it's energy work, but I'm sure that some of you really got, you know, they got the idea. So from Jamie, one of my guides was with me very strongly yesterday. I felt like I was being hugged all day. It was very beautiful. And that's amazing, Jeannie. You know, I want to tell you something, and it happened to me like a couple of times, more than a couple of times, not true, but a few times. I used to sit here, you know, just sit and just think about things, and I just felt like someone was moving my shoulders or moving my back or just, you know, kind of like moving back and forth, like I'm a baby or something. But and I realized I'm not moving any muscle or something like that. I'm just sitting still, very relaxed, but I felt like someone was moving me. So yeah, I can resonate with what you told us right now. So, and it is beautiful. It is kind of like, it's kind of like feel someone else and yourself breathing at the same time with the same heartbeat. So I can really resonate with what you said. So thank you for that. Roger said, I've always thought of my spirit guide in whatever form they may appear as being manifestations of my higher self directly connected to the universal energy. And that's good. You know, it's good that you see that. It's good that, that the spirit guides are actively part of you and not a passive relationship. I think it's supposed to be an active relationship from both ways. I mean, we're supposed to be whole of bones. At least that's what I think. But when you have this kind of a relationship of trust and surrender, in all the times that we can, then that's the best relationship, and that's great for you, Roger. I'm really happy for you. And Jenny said, I give thanks to my spirit guides every day. Thank you, Jim. Back to you.
I see that Janie has spirit guides. gotta love those typos when they happen.
It's a new show, maybe.
Yeah, it might be. Maybe it's like spirit geodes. It's the spirits in the rocks. I don't know. Okay, so new one. Soren, Norway here. Welcome, Soren. I see you're new. I've been chatting back and forth with him briefly. He says, a friend sent me to this. Meaning the radio show. Below, we have lots of guides we connect of here as so. Also, I believe he means. I see so many of people's need to have help themselves for them to hear the guides, not watching for later people's. Hope this reads okay. It reads fine, sir, and thank you. And if I have questions, or we do, forgive us if we ask so we can verify. So I think what CERN is saying, a lot of people need to have guides who are just there for them, and they don't really pay attention to looking to the future with their guides. If that's what you mean, that's a really profound observation, CERN. And you're right, and I wonder if Running Elk or anyone in his group wants to comment on this as well. I've had this talk many, many times with some of my red friends. Also some of my black friends, some other energies. That, you know, Sharam was mentioning yellow. Remember, there's white, black, red, yellow. But yes, all too often, we only use the spirit guides, the ancestors, whatever, for our own immediate well-being. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to remember they're also there helping guide us and instruct us for the seven generations, for those who follow. And this is interesting because I'm reading a book about this right now that I've mentioned to a few people lately, and I'll say more about it as we go on. I may even do a show about it later. The book is about global warming and deniers and people who can't accept things and blah, blah, blah. But it's really not. It's, as the author says, it's really about any area that people deny things or can't connect to and why that happens. And a big thing, the reason I'm mentioning this now, a big thing about that is, Soren, because humans are geared and set up to be in the moment. If it, we're set to have quick gratification, we do something, we expect result. We don't want to think about what happens later, and often, especially when we go into our brains and our minds, we close it out, we deny it. And there's whole reams of how this is done. And we start calling it other things so we can live with the fact that we're not looking at our truth the way we know it. We're not looking at what needs to be done later. And so that's a good one to keep in us, and I'm curious if other folks have thoughts about that. Sue, Rhonda, Sandra, Roger, anybody. Because that's a really big part. Connect with your guides. Connect with all your guides. But always remember, we're not connecting just for ourselves. The teaching of the circle is we take care of the circle, we help to heal the sacred hoop wherever it is broken, meaning the circle, and in so doing, we also take care of ourselves. So when I work with my wolf guide, and I work with him daily, he's been with me this whole life, I always bring the circle into it first, as I was taught. And then I ask him what I might need. And when I ask that, I ask so I can do it in order to help not just myself, but others. So thank you, and boy, Soren, it's nice to have Norway. I think we have someone else who comes in from Norway as well. I forgive me, I don't remember names well. And Sue says, and then I'll turn this one over. My guides come to me in my dream time. The other night I dreamed I was an animal running along the forest floor. Then I was a larger animal. The wolf, I'm sure, running through the forest. Then I was flying through the tree branches and leaves. Okay, so yeah, this is a whole different stream here. So maybe I should have had Jaron say something about the first one, but now we have two. So we have Soren's point, which is really about thinking about the future and others as well as ourselves. And we have Sue's about dream time being an important thing for guides, not only animal, but all kinds, spirit guides, ancestors. Over to you, Sharon. Take one or both or whatever.
Both are very interesting. Hello, Soren, and Tak. That means thank you in Norway. I suppose that's how you say it in Norway. I hope so, anyway. Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for being with us, and great pleasure to have you with us today. You know, Soren, I think you're absolutely right. I think that people need to have that help. And to help themselves. And when we help ourselves, we help the circle as well. And we don't think for the, you know, for this moment, and we don't deal with so much of the past because the past is, you know, is gone. But we really deal with the next generations and so on and so on. And I know that Norway has a wide range of spirit guides when it comes to your culture. And I'm a fan of your culture anyway. I read a lot about Norway, about Sweden, about Denmark, about Finland, the Vikings. So yeah, it's really nice to see that four colors really are here today, from all across the universe, and we bring this, you know, the spirit guides to talk through, you know, through us today. I think maybe more than ever, just because we invited them in by doing this show. And Soren said good, and thank you, Sharon. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. What Sue said about her spirit guides, that she actually shapeshifted to an animal, the wolf. That was running through the forest, and she was flying through the tree branches and leaves. You know, it's really good that we have the nights to dream and to, you know, just let our minds to not intervene in those dreams, because dreams are sacred, and they're part of what we don't see. And this is kind of like the dimension that no one can interrupt. It's all totally belong to us. We don't own it, but it's kind of like the turf that is, you know, that is all about our existence and what do we need to do. And there are a lot of times that in my dreams that I got great decisions. You know, I got the some of the best teachings that I had so far. So I totally understand that. And when a spirit guide comes to you in a dream, oh boy, that's beyond remarkable. I mean, the feeling of, you know, of being one with your spirit guide, come one with it, to breathe what he or she or that breathes, and to run together and be just as one, that changes everything. I'm sure, Sue, maybe, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you woke up much happier, I believe. If I'm wrong, tell me. So, yeah, that's amazing. I see from Grandmother Alida from Rangel Group. Thank you for joining us. Many people ignore anything if it does not, if it doesn't, them no good. If it does them no good, I'm sorry. Why they can't see what we speak about seven generations. You know, it's amazing how much, you know, that has nothing to do with age, but in the last 20-something years of me being alive and walking in this on this earth, I've learned that people will create bypasses to the roads they need to take because those roads are uncomfortable and they scare them instead of facing their fears. And once they don't face their fears, they become angrier and angrier. Then they make decisions, irrational decisions. And look, you know, you can look what happened in Philadelphia and in Texas and really all over the world. We see that the disease itself is the fear of not confronting our fears. And that is also connected to the seventh generations, because that's exactly what the next generations learn from us, not to face their fears, to always find bypasses and to ignore what is in front of us. So that's a powerful statement from Grandmother Lita. So thank you very much. Jim, back to you.
Yep, lots of good things coming up here. Grandmother, yes, thank you. And again, that's another part of, yeah, definitely I want to do a show on denial, because people labeled all kinds of other things to exist. And that's a big part of it. If something doesn't benefit us right now, then we deny it has any value or any truth. Or if we're afraid of it. Simone just put it up, also from Running Elks Group is rather talkative today. That's beautiful. Thank you. I am 23-year-old woman here. I get so angry when people say I only dream guides and say things that are evil are something else. My guides help me see why they are afraid and all. Yeah, good one, Simone. A lot of people say that. I've had people say that to me since I was your age and probably before, Simone. So I don't think you're getting hung up on that, which is good. They want to say, oh, you only dream about guides. You only imagine these things. That's the same way with all these things they deny. And fear is a big part of this, but it's only one part. When something appears that challenges your beliefs, ideas, your vision of yourself, your vision of the planet, you start to deny it and you call it something else. And yes, here in this country, we are seeing it a lot, way too much. However, we also see the positive things, Simone. And those are the ones we need to choose to focus on and to do what we need to do. Those who go into denial for whatever reason, because they're not able to walk their walk right now, They're too fearful to move ahead with what they need to do. They're too afraid that things are so messed up, there's nothing they can do anyway. That's like passive denial. And then those who actively go after it, some of them just because of greed, but some of them because of fear. And, yeah, I mean, we see it. There's this young man, 21 years old, who shot up a church 2 days ago here in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, killing 7 or 8 people. I don't remember how many. It was an African-American church. The people killed were all black. And now these people who look at this, they can't accept that. Some are even trying to say that this young man, who was white and also a member of racist groups, apparently, even trying to say that he's actually not white, he must be something else, or he's crazy. And he may be crazy. To me, anyone who does something like that has something out of balance. But that's not the whole point here. And so I'm glad when things like this happen, Simone, you go to your guides, because, boy, that is so important. Our guides can help keep us get balanced if we listen to them. Now, some people get so out of balance, so fearful, so much in denial of who they are and what they are or what's going on around them that they simply don't even listen to their guides. And that's sad. But, there's, you know, all we can do is wait and let them see or not see as they go along. But that's a great piece, Simone, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Thank you so much for that. And then Sue says, with Reiki medicine, you're asking for help from your guides and the guides of the person or animal you are working with. Whoa, there's another great point. Here's another really nice arena Sue brings up. Reiki is energy, is working with energy. Energy medicine, energy healing, providing energy to yourself, to your mind, your body, your spirit, whatever. For those who don't know what Reiki is, and feel free to look it up or go online. You can go to our friends Sandra and Rhonda. They have a group, a Reiki group, actually, on Facebook. And Sue puts up things regular on Reiki. It's absolutely right. There's a good way to work in the physical realm with spiritual energy, Reiki or similar. There's other medicines like that. I've been shown others by other cultures, but that's a really good one. And then Rebecca's saying, "Ooh, boy, we got lots of things flowing here. I'm trying to copy as many as I can, folks, and we will get to as many as we can." Rebecca is saying, 7 generations was not something I was taught or had any concept of until I began to be a part of circles with Native American or those who walk the Red Road. Another excellent point and another great reason, not only for radio shows like this and many, many others that are like this, but for the virtual realm. We were doing a physical circle a few days ago here, Sue and I, with Rod, one of our other board members from Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. And we had this discussion once again. Right now is a time for a lot of physical circles. And some people need to shift in order to be in the places where the physical is going on, like our good friend Susan has mentioned in the past here, moving from Great Britain to California, I believe, if I remember correctly. However, there is still a need also for the virtual realm, because how else, Rebecca, might you have ever found out about Native American? Maybe you would, maybe you would not. I knew a little before I really stepped up on the road, but then I had to step up on the road to learn a lot more. And yes, then our perceptions can open. The one issue that can come up at times is if things seem so bad, as I said before, we tend to shut down to them. So it's looking at the positive, as I said, not just the things that are happening that are difficult give us indicators that we must make changes. And I'm trying to come up with a good example. I'm not always great at examples. Okay, I mentioned that the book I mentioned a while ago was about global warming, but also about all kinds of denial. Well, just this week we had a wonderful example. The Pope, the head of the Roman Catholic Church, one of the primary control mechanisms on the planet, spoke out for global warming and for all the generations to come. That's enormous. And it's fun watching our media actually not speak about it too much. because that scares them, and it scares the deniers. But there's some positive energy. There's some energy coming from someone who can make a difference. Whether we agree in principle with other things that person is or not doesn't matter. In this one way, we're sharing guides, if you will. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, and you know what? It is interesting because of what you said, Jim, about the media not talking about something that is sometimes even more urgent than other stuff. We have Fox News here in Israel, and I saw that once or twice and realized. And then I realized that there's nothing to watch. They don't talk about important stuff. Why do they call themselves Fox News? I have no idea. Fox fiction. Fiction. Yeah, totally. So, yeah, it is nice and even encouraging that now the Pope, that I don't think that they ever talked about global warming. When it comes to the Catholic Church, they never talked about it, or at least not that I can remember at the moment. But, you know, it's something that is, you can't really ignore that. And that's exactly what Grandmother Alida said, that many people ignore anything if it does not do them, does them no good. So yeah, that's exactly what people do, and that's exactly why we don't see it on the media. And when it comes to what Simone from Running Girls Group said, you know, Simone, I can really identify with what you say. Although when I was in your age, I rarely spoke about my spirituality because I was afraid to show it. But it seems like you know, you're the only one who can know for sure, you know, the role that your spirit guides are in and what they show you. And of course, you will get angry when people say to you that you only dream about guides. But they help. They help to see better. It's like wearing the glasses sometimes. It's weird to say, but it is kind of like that. And I, you know, it's great that we see, you know, when we talk about spirit guides, we see Sue that practice Reiki, that it's kind of like the bridge and the connection between the one person's spirit guide to another person's spirit guide. Either an animal or an ancestor or a god or a plant. It's all good as long as they help you to stay in balance and to see things clear, and they actually guide you and they show you exactly the truth and not according to what you know, not according to your, if you're comfortable with that or not, but the truth as it is, then it is. It cannot get better than that. I mean, that's what we need. That's the medicine that I hope more and more people will use, and will be able to change everything in this world nowadays. From Rhonda, when we have beliefs that are not in the line with the good of all, often spirit guides will teach in riddles or questions, just as any good teacher would do. This is perfect because it allows us to work through it rather than having a distinct and a sudden change of beliefs. And I totally agree with you. That's exactly what I tried to say, but different words, I suppose. But yeah, I mean... it's not like I don't think that the spirit wins, of course we're spirit wins, Jim, but I don't think that the spirit guides think for us. They want us to think for ourselves. They want us to choose. Now, I'm really just a person, and who am I to translate what the spirit guide wants, they want, but I do think that my heart tells me that when they teach in riddles and questions, that's because we are the ones that make the decisions, and a good teacher does not give an answer. It gives the benefit of the doubt, and the ability to make the choice, and the ability to think for ourselves, and the ability to understand the emotion and the logic and the energy behind every decision and every answer. At least that's what I think. Jim, talking stick is yours.
Yeah, Ron, it also, I don't know if you said this or not, forgive me sometimes, but because I'm also copying over things from message and from Facebook, it's hard. But Ron also said, in the moment we could ask, what can I do today that will bring balance tomorrow? Also would shift your perspective a bit. And she says, good point, and a question mark for Surin. So I guess she's curious of what you think of that, Surin. Yeah, and of course, Sharon mentioned, forgive me for laughing, but I have to, Fox News. Fox News is a channel of fiction. Fox News is the epitome of news media used as a denying tool. They've institutionalized denying and saying something is not so. And they've gone global with that. And that's one way they try to fight things. It's quite interesting with the Pope coming out the way he did just a day before this young man killed all these people in the church. And that's a horrific occurrence. Don't get me wrong. I feel my heart just weeps when that sort of thing happens. And that kind of hatred still exists. However, that was all over the newspapers, the media, front page, second page, third page. The Pope saying that our entire species is at risk of extermination if we do not come together now as one and face the changes we have to make. I found on my local paper on page 12, I saw it on the New York Times, a little box on the front page, but then the article was way back on, I forget, page 9 or 10, and so on and so forth. People, unfortunately, well, I wouldn't say unfortunately, people are wired in the brain, and too many are going to the brain right now. That's not a good place to be. Spirit work, change, guides, animal guides, spirit guides, all of them. This is heart work. Big time hard work. Brains will not help you much here. It's the brain that goes into denial of what you are, of what's happening, of what we see around us, of, again, this young man who killed these people. And I pity this young man as well. In fact, the relatives of all these people who were killed are already saying they forgive him. What a amazing use of light, positive energy. I don't know if I would have the ability to do that. I tend to doubt it. I would be really, my own beliefs would be pushed to go there. But it's interesting because all these people who deny the things we need to change, I note, are stepping up and saying, well, how could that have happened? What caused this? We'll never know why he did this. He's mentally insane. Well, we just won't understand. And these are people who are in even high-level politics and business and so forth. When the reality is so clear, he did it out of racism. Why can't they look at this? It's not that they don't want to. They simply can't. They're stuck in that brain. To do that means they have to start examining changes we need to make. This is where animal guides and so forth and spirit guides really, really, really can help us. And Running Elk had said, spiritual people have left their heart. They are so sick of what they see or have fear of what they are. The need is to see we can help, as Jim is saying, I think. Yes, that's kind of what I'm saying, Running Elk. Probably in a long, rambling way, you did it much more clearly. And yes, there are people leaving their heart because it's very difficult to be there right now and watch what's going on. But if we realize we can make the changes, nothing is beyond our ability to change it. Nothing whatsoever. We do have that capability. And so I'm saying, yeah, let's look at the positive things. Let's do some things. Don't go into fear. Don't go back into your head and just not want to go into the heart because it makes you vulnerable or it's scary or, you know, whatever else it may or may not be. This is a time to connect with our guides. There's many, many ways we can do it. We've mentioned some today. Sue mentioned dreams. Sue also mentioned Reiki. In nature, we haven't even gotten into nature today, but maybe we will. Get the heck out there. Well, I mentioned in the beginning, we're going to go up the river later with our dogs so we can connect with our own guides. So follow some of these ways to connect with the guides and don't have any predetermination of what guides will show up. Let the ones come who are the ones you need. And don't overthink that. There's something else I'm thinking here about connection, but I'll save that for another couple minutes. Here's a couple others, and then Sharon's got some stuff to go at here if she wants. Brock keeps losing the audio. I don't know why. Sorry there, Brock. He may have given up. Nope, he's still there. Sandra's here with us as well. That I've discovered that people who live in balance have humorous spirit guides and manifest positively in the physical, faster now than ever before, and in a healthy way, because you're living your truth. Very, very true. As long, again, as you're being realistic, that you are, in fact, connected to your guides, and that your guides are saying, yes, go for it, do your thing, be all you are. So things are coming up here, but I'm going to let those go and shift over to Sharon, or she'll have too many things to talk about.
I think you've covered a lot, Jim, and this show is absolutely fun. Before I will address to what Rangelk said, first of all, I think that Brock might have lost his connection because the audio connection because of the owl. Maybe you brought the owl and the owl kind of stole it. I don't know. Anyway, fun thinking, fun thought. When it comes to what Sandra said, you know, you're absolutely right, and I think no matter what you will, you know, whatever people will tell you to think, to do, what they think about you, how they judge you, how they see you, and so on and so on, as long as you stay with your truth, as long as you are, you trust and surrender totally in your spirit guides, then believe me, no hurricane can take you away. No force on this planet can take you or this away from you. This is kind of like a connection that is stronger than the biggest diamond in the world, really, because it's really unbreakable. You really can break this kind of a connection. When it comes to what Rangelk said, I think you're absolutely right. I think that people are so afraid, and especially spiritual one people, because I believe that most spiritual people are also empaths, and they feel the negativity that is happening in this world. And so they kind of like they leave their hearts and they go to their mind and they become sick physically as well. And for me, it did like I went through this for many, many times, and especially last summer when there was a conflict here in Israel. It was for 52 days, if I'm not mistaken, and it really got into my body and my spirit, and I was so depressed, and I was always dizzy, and I felt like I was going to faint, and I couldn't stand, and my knees shook all the time. So it really gets to you, but But after that, I realized, okay, these things can happen again sometimes. It's, you know, I need to ask my spirit guides to help me, to train me, to and help me to practice to make the difference, the line between what is going on the outside and how I can protect myself and still carry on and still do what I need to do. And with time, it helps, so it's good. From Roger, Roger said forgiveness is good. He was still someone who could be manipulated by those who thrive and in some way benefit from civil unrest. Forgiveness is everything. Forgiveness is balance, is truth, is peace, is everything. We need to forgive before anything, ourselves and others. It doesn't mean forgetting, like Jenny said, absolutely right. But forgiveness is extreme, and it's a force to be reckoned with, really. And Rhonda said, when something horrible happens, you have two choices. You can go into fear, or you can go into compassion. Go into your heart. Forgiveness is one of the hardest things to do, but it does not come from the head. That's absolutely right. I mean, forgiveness comes from the spirit, from the heart. It comes from a pure place. It comes from the lack of noise and the terrible noise that the head sometimes creates, because the head wants, you know, it wants to a reason, it wants a logic and everything. There is no logic when something horrible happens. So that's how anger takes over, and hatred, and so on and so on. And the last one that I see, I have two last ones, and I'll pass it off and fix to you, Jim, because really things are really showing up. From Soren, climate is very huge here. I'm working with animal guides around this. I get sad. The big countries like the U.S. seem to do little. Sorry, he doesn't mean to involve anyone. If Soren is a woman or a man, I haven't figured that out yet. I'm sorry, Soren. But I do think you're right. There was this thing in Georgia, the country in Europe, that all of the animals are in big trouble there. So I send my energy. Jim, will you take the talking stick? I mean, it's yours.
Hey, let's see. You know, I don't think we've ever had this many people actively engaged in the discussion. And that's really beautiful. And more keep coming on. So that's really beautiful. So let's keep going for a little bit here, because there's tons I could copy over, and I'm not. We're trying to get as many as we can, folks. So Soren was saying about climate is very huge there, and he means no insult, mentioning that not much is being done here. Yet he's working with his animal guides. Well, maybe that's part of what we need to continue to do here. Here we've got all that denial stuff going on. However, again, there's a lot of changes happening. That's just one thing. There's a lot of them. That happens to be a big one, because that could kill all of us. But there is a lot of change going on, and it's not all negative. So we have to just stay aware of that. See, Running Elk has, I've looked at backcountry people and Mayan ways as I hear these shows, learn new things, and see their guides I never thought about. That's a good one, Running Elk. And I've found over the years, as I traipsed around the world, meeting with different cultures and elders, there are different kinds of guides, different ancestor guides, different spirit guides, different animal guides. And part of it comes in messages that we're used to. Animals, for example, the animals that we know and we're used to. Now, I've had times that I've had guides, I'll stay with animal guides. I've had animal guides approach me and offer me some advice, teaching, counsel, whatever. And I had no idea what they were. And then I would sometime down the road find out that it was an animal that actually existed elsewhere. So, yeah, there's no borders with any of this. Likewise, I know I have, and I know many of you have, I've had ancestors come to me that bear no similarities culturally to myself or even those that I've worked with. So that's also a good one. And Sue's talking about compassion is the key. Yeah, I think that understanding someone else's walk is not your own. You really don't know what they've gone through. And, yeah, there's a lot of teachings about that, of course, and that is one of the keys. All we can do is help them. One thing when you come into people who deny everything, and if they deny guides, spirit guides, ancestors, you can sometimes feel alienated. And we've talked about this in other shows. As all of us have grown up, we're awakened to the spiritual road, how suddenly there's people around you who you're not comfortable with anymore because they look at you like you have three heads, four hands, and only one foot. Being angry or trying to constantly throw facts at them doesn't help. You need to understand why they deny what you're seeing or even why they deny what they're seeing and then kind of work from the psychology of that. And that, Sue is right, is compassion. Not all of it, but it is part of it for sure. Okay, we're still getting more messages come here. Oh, Soren had said, what is the book you speak of, Jim? Wait. The book, Soren. Oh, you know what? This is really interesting, too. If I'm not mistaken, Soren, the author is from Norway. Not positive on that, and I'm not going to look right now, but the book is What We Think About When We Try Not to Think About Global Warming. I've put it up on my page. I'll do it again. It's also Toward a New Psychology of Climate Action by, boy, help me on this one. Per Espen Stoknes, PERESPENSTOKNES. And while, as I said, it's about global warming, it goes way, way beyond that. It's about the psychology of denial, really. And there's a lot of denial going on now. Denial of personal abilities and personal road, denial of what we see around us, denial of climate change, denial of people committing crimes, on and on and on. So he may be a countryman of yours, Soren. If not, he's certainly a member of our race, I think. Okay, let me just grab this, finish grabbing this from the... So Sue says, I really understand about having compassion for someone when my mother passed and I read her writings. I now understand why she became so angry and mean. Her heart broke, and she was unable to move through it. Yeah, and it's real easy to get angry back. I do it all the time, too, especially if it's someone close to you, and you just want to break those walls down, but you can't get them to see what they're doing or what they're more specifically what they're not doing and not able to see and not able to go back into their heart or not able to really comprehend what's going on, then to make, you know, whatever decisions they want. But that just doesn't help. Go to the animal guides. Go to the ancestors. Go to the spirit guides. Ask them to go work with those who you're feeling that way about. Sometimes that helps. You know, somebody doesn't have to even believe in guides to have those guides help them. And that just came to me, too. Now, that's something the Two Bears taught me quite often. Because I remember I would say, boy, I wish... And while I was working with Two Bears, my father was dying of emphysema, which lasted for 20 years or more. And I would, you know, I'd say to Two Bears, boy, I wish my father could understand about spirit guides and animal guides. It would really help him, so on and so forth. And that's what he shared with me. Jim, he doesn't have to believe about it. You ask the guides to go elsewhere. The same way you ask the guides to work with a circle. Ask them to go work with your father. Perhaps he'll feel nothing. Perhaps he'll know nothing. But you don't know what's going on in his spirit. You may not even see any changes overt changes, changes you can list and talk about. So that's another really neat point here too, I think. Whew, boy, I'm now fast to move here, Sharon. Let's see. Sandra wrote, to help get a point across, spirit guides work with you above to create viable synchronicities that occur below. Synchronicities in general are experiences created by your soul to bring you... Whoops.
To
somewhere. Wait. To bring you... I screwed up here. Into greater awareness. This can be scary. Meditate. Just breathe. I messed up when I was copying. Whoops. Yeah, wow, that's deep too. We're getting some really deep philosophical things going on today. It's fun. And the list of people in both arenas just keeps growing and growing. So welcome to all of you. Normally we have more people sitting quietly and listening. Today we've got a lot of people interacting. It's great. Roger had said, it's sad that the understanding didn't come while she was here for both of you, Sue. He's answering back to Sue and her mother who passed away. Partly true, Roger. However, again, I mean, it's nice to come to those things while they're here. There's no reason to stop the energy after they're gone. I was able to come to some understandings with my father while he was still here, but many of them came after he left. And so, again, I think there's another job for spirit guides, for animal guides. And I'm thinking about, connecting with other cultures as part of this whole circle today. The book I mentioned, now there's an author from, and I think it's Norway, it doesn't matter, he's somewhere up that way, Søren. He's up in your part of the world. When he speaks in some parts of this book, he talks about humans as two-leggeds, which is very Native American. Or occasionally I hear that from my Mayan friends, but that's very Native American. So he speaks as humans as the two-leggeds. He speaks as the animals and the critters as the more than humans. And boy, I've been doing a lot of thinking about that. That could be another show. Anyway, stick in the middle.
I don't know what to say. I think that, you know, from what I've learned from my spirit guide is that they're, you know, to guide me, they guide me and show me exactly what I need to do, even if I don't like it. And it's never easy, but they are there, and I'm so grateful to have my spirit guides. And I think, from my personal experience, that spirit guides are not supposed to keep you in a comfortable, in a comfort zone. It's supposed to kind of lure you out and to trigger you to go out of your comfort zone. Otherwise, how can an eagle spread its wings and fly for the first time without jumping out of the nest? The same. From Wemigel, trust heart, not brains now. Guides are hard. So are all the choices we must make as one for better now and later. And I think, you know, the best, when we talk about, when Jim talks about the seventh generation and how we need to not just be at the moment, but also think to, you know, to the longest term as we can for the seventh generation. I think that I think when it comes to that, it's all about the heart. It's all about the heart knows what it needs to know, and we just, you know, we need to listen and to trust and surrender. From Sue, and apparently the Soren said the author is from Norway, so that's good. From Sue,
no,
I was sad. Yeah, no coincidence. at all. Just that I was sad a while ago, thinking that my wolf guide had left me. I believe now that they showed me what I needed to see, and they moved on to help others. They still appear occasionally to show me their love, and I think the beauty of what you said, Sue, is that we need to remember that we don't own our spirit guides. We don't have any kind of ownership or control, but we need to allow them to do whatever they need, and we need to follow our hearts and their guidance as well. From Sandra, you have your reason for them and defense at the time. So instead of harnessing yourself to past mistakes, allow yourself to learn their lessons and continue to grow. Allow yourself to listen to your spirit guides. I think that's pretty much sums everything that we just spoke of. Thanks, Sandra. Tim, anything you have to add?
Yeah, I couldn't find the button. Yeah, Sue is saying, I was sad a while ago thinking that my wolf guides had left me. I believe now they showed me what I needed to see and then moved on to help others. They still appear occasionally to show me their love, mostly in my dreams. Yeah, that's another whole piece. And same for me. Some of the guides, I've had my wolf guides all along. One particular wolf guide was there through my darkest possible times. I still always feel his presence, but I don't see him as often. Perchance I don't need him as often. Other guides have appeared and come in. Eagle has been with me quite a bit, and in the last few years, a whole lot. I don't see Eagle quite as much anymore, but I do see other guides come. Certainly ancestors have always been with me. Black Elk, for those who've read my books, you know that has been a guide since I stepped up on the spiritual road. Now he seems to be coming again, making sure I move the way I need to move, which is my intention, no matter what else happens around me. And that's part of working with the circle, for the circle, and for your own heart. Really important to do those things, I think. So let's see what else is here. Janie, on the rare occasions I go into my head rather than my heart, I feel distinctly uncomfortable. I ask my guides to help me return to spirit. Yeah, true, Janie, absolutely. Some of the issue is, Running Elk sent me a few things on the side as this was going on. I didn't get a chance to, as always, post everything. There's so much going on in this show. But we were talking about that, too. Sometimes when you shift back into your head, you're not aware of it, and you really deny it, even to yourself, especially to yourself, but to anybody and everything. I sure went through that. There was a period when I just couldn't face things, and I completely left my heart, and I went completely in my head. Boy, was I uncomfortable. Boy, did things, on the surface, it seemed like things were smooth, because I was back at a level of basic comfort, which you don't always get when you're on the spiritual road. So I think constant checking in, as Janie says, is really good. I do it with my spirit guides all the time to try to make sure that I'm in balance. I mean, I don't want to be totally in my heart either. I do want to be aware of things that are true threats, but not things that are not. And my spirit is not. My spirit is me. Okay, so. Roger's saying, watch for the guides manifesting in other forms, Stu. They never go, Sue, they never go far away. Absolutely right. I found this with spirit guides, particularly animal ones, too, Sue, but I agree with Roger. They're never far away. That's right. Animal guides, spirit guides, ancestors, they are never far away. They often appear when we have the most need. They also appear when we're when we're best walking the road. When we're right down the middle of that road, you know, a little wander here to the left, a little wander here to the right. But when we're doing what we're meant to do, and which means then what we want to do, because we really do want to do what we're here and meant to do. I know that sounds like double talk, but it's not. We all come here for a reason, and that's really what we want to do. But sometimes it gets hard to face everything that we could do. So when we are really walking the road in the best possible way, it is a good time to have the guides come in as well and affirm, yeah, you're in a good spot. It's just when if we shut them out, then we have a problem. But that's different than them not coming as much. Just like Sharon and I were talking the other day, we were talking about ceremony some. And I've gone through long periods when I haven't done too much ceremony. And other times I've gone through periods when I've done a lot of ceremony. All that is directly connected to the guides, guides of all sorts. Woo! Sharon, go ahead. You have a lot to say yet, I know.
Oh, no, that's actually, I don't. I think you pretty much covered that. I like it. I really like the show. I think, I don't know how many people we have today right now listening to us, but there are a lot of people. I think we never had such, I don't know. We have a lot of people. It's a lot. But, you know, it's so great that it's kind of like spirit guides are like language. We all speak this language. It's really powerful and pretty incredible. And I agree with what Roger said. They just shift their form. They show in different forms. But the energy is what counts. And even when they switch their form, it's part of the teaching. We just need to be aware of it with our hearts and see what that teaching is for us. So you said I shared from you to the U.S. for many years. I got in the Zero Stone into Tom, that guys turned on my heart, and then now as well. Well, that's a good thing. And you did what your heart told you to do. That's the most important thing that you do. That's the best thing there is. And that's it. We have 17 minutes after the hour. Is incredible. You know, the longest day of the year is also the longest show of the year, maybe. Jim, anything you have to say before we end it or not? I don't know.
I don't know. It's getting hard for me to hear you, almost like you're far away at the bottom of a tube. I wonder if other people are having that or if it's some problem on my... Okay, Roger just said Sharon sounds like she's away from her mic. Yeah, that's what I was getting too. So it was getting hard to hear. I don't know why. I could hear you, but it was like listening to someone in a tin can. Susan. Yeah, I feared that. And Susan's been on before and mentioned this whole part of her journey for those who are new. She's moving from somewhere in Great Britain, I don't remember where, Susan, to, I think, California to be with her spiritual family because her show. Things shifted when she got spiritual. Anyway, you can go find that show, folks. I don't remember which it is. If I can find it, I'll post it. And she worked with spirit guides to get over that initial angst of doing that. I think that is another good one. And that's a good way to use them. For me, when my past wife and all those people around me died, boy, I was tapping into guides of every sort and any sort to try to get through it, to try to get it the heck out of my brain and face some of what I needed to in my heart, which really was not easy. I didn't want to be what I knew I was meant to be and what I had started to be in the past. So, yeah, it's really wonderful stuff here today. So many of you. There's been like 15 to 20 folks listening and commenting on the chat board today. I don't know how many are on the message board. They're up and down it. But a lot of interactive things today, and that's really beautiful, and we thank you. You all are the show with us. We're also the show, but collectively we're all the show. So Roger says, angst could be a show topic all its own. You're right, Roger. Maybe we'll write that one up. It sure can, especially now in these days. So maybe we just created another show. And Soren asked me again. So, Soren, here you go in that book. It's a long title, but the author is, I don't know how to pronounce it, Per, P-E-R, Espen, E-S-P-E-N, Stokeness, S-T-O-K-N-E-S. And it is What We Think About When We Try Not to Think About Global Warming, the New Psychology. So you can see, it's what we try to do with our brains, so we don't think about what we really know we need to think about. That's the whole point here, and how denying anything in our lives does not let us live our fullest, nor do what we are meant to do, nor most especially tender and take care of the seven generations. So, boy, we went a lot of places on this show today. This is awesome. Welcome also to all the new people. I see a lot of guests and a lot of names that are new to me, and that is also beautiful. We're very global again. Running Elk, blessings to you and your group up there. I know you're going to have a meal, you said, because it's Father's Day after this, and I respectfully ask to join you in spirit. So, over to Sharon, who I guess you better take us out now.
Thank you. Yeah, and again, don't forget to visit us on www.stotem.org. Check that out and help us. And, you know, if you have a topic for our show, a specific topic that you'd like to talk about, other than caregiving that we will do soon, let us know, send us messages, and we will be happy to consider that and maybe to do it. I hope that we will. Yeah, thanks everyone. It was an amazing show. It was really fun. It was really powerful. And I think it was a benefit for each and every one of us. We are the show, really. So we will see you very, very soon. Until then, take care of yourself and stay connected and, you know, allow yourself to be guided. I mean, those are the spirit guides are exactly what we need in the timing that we need. And don't be afraid to express that. Thank you. Bye.